A momentary rush of blackness engulfed Griswell. He was not aware that he staggered, or that Buckner caught him. When he could see and hear again, he was violently sick, and hung his head against the mantel, retching miserably. Buckner turned the light full on him, making him blink. Buckner's voice came from behind the blinding radiance, the man himself unseen. Griswell, you've told me a yarn that's hard to believe. I saw something chasing you, but it might have been a timber wolf or a mad dog. If you're holding back anything, you better spill it. What you told me won't hold up in any court. You're bound to be accused of killing your partner. I'll have to arrest you. If you'll give me the straight goods now, it'll make it easier. Now, didn't you kill this fella Branner? Wasn't it something like this? You quarrelled. He grabbed a hatchet and swung at you, but you dodged and then let him have it. Criswell sank down and hid his face in his hands, his head swimming. Great God, man! I didn't murder John! Why, we've been friends ever since we were children in school together. I've told you the truth. I don't blame you for not believing me. But God help me, it is the truth. The light swung back to the gory head again, and Griswell closed his eyes. He heard Buckner grunt. I believe this hatchet in his hand is the one he was killed with. Blood and brains plastered on the blade, and hair sticking to it. Hair's exactly the same colour as his. This makes it tough for you, Griswell. How so? The New Englander asked dully. Knocks any plea of self-defence in the head. Branner couldn't have swung at you with his hatchet after you split his skull with it. You must have pulled the axe out of his head, struck it into the floor, and clamped his fingers on it to make it look like he'd attacked you. And it would have been damned clever if you'd used another hatchet. But I didn't kill him, groaned Griswell. I have no intention of pleading self-defence. That's what puzzles me, Buckner admitted frankly, straightening. What murderer would rig up such a crazy story as you've told me to prove his innocence? An average killer would have told a logical yarn at least.